Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you so much for this abundant life you've given us. We were lost in sin, caught up in the fall of Adam, but thank you in the resurrection of Jesus. We have woken up to our true, wonderful family and to our purpose that we can shine like lights as we lead many to righteousness, because we are in your righteousness. We are in the right place, and everything has been made right, and we appreciate that. Thank you, for in your presence we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 147, verse 1 to 4. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. It is good and pleasant to praise him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He brings back the captured Israelites. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and names each one.
Hallelujah. This counting the stars and naming them, it's reference to what the Lord said to Abraham. He said, your descendants will be like the stars. And it was reference to Abraham, and that's relevant to the children, the people of faith. And it's reference also to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, where those that lead many to righteousness shine as the stars in heaven forever and ever. So it's so important, you know. Here it talks about setting free the captives and building Jerusalem. And so we need to understand the heart of God is for a people that's set apart unto him, and living in him and with him. In him we live and move and have our being, and it has all been made available through Jesus. You know, the Hebrews tells us that God has spoken to us in the past through the prophets, but in these last days he's spoken to us through Jesus. So Jesus came. The Israelites, the Jews, came from Abraham. And they had the covenants, and the prophets would come to them and speak to them, but they weren't the leaders. That was the problem. Their leaders wouldn't come into the kingdom and take hold of it, and then they were keeping other people out. But in these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son. So Jesus came, and he showed the picture of a child growing, developing, from baby to young man to father, and then he died so that we can have this new covenant. And the new covenant is a new Jerusalem where Jew and Gentile can now be in relation, can come home and then stay in fellowship and in obedience and develop on schedule into their name. And that their name would make them lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And that fulfills in the promise, and that the children of God were shining like lights because they brought back into their predestined destiny. We were predestined in Christ, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has now made it possible for us to come home. And so it's for Jew and Gentile. So the Jews can come back, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. It's like Jesus said to the Jews, those that would reject him, and he said he would love to have gathered them like a hen would gather his chickens, but they chose not to, until they would say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So when they would understand this is the Christ that was that they prophesied about, the prophets prophesied, and they would take hold of him, they could also come into the glory of liberty, of coming home to their true family, coming home to true fellowship, and then finding their true names, that which is written in heaven, and being the fragrance on earth as it is in heaven, laid up for them. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works, being set out there for us. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.